RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us today. And you know your eyes are the window to a lot of things. We even hear the songs. I can see clearly now, the doctor's gone. Well, things like that. But I thought I would bring to mind the fact that vision is so predominant in the Romance languages, but especially in the English language, that there are so many words devoted to it. For instance, in Japan, there are at least 22 words for rice. The culture goes back 2,000 years. Rice was a staple, and the words for cooked rice is the same as the word for a meal. Well, you look at English. Milling grain became the same word as a meal because grain was the substantial predominant food in most Western civilizations. The Eskimos, where ice and snow was critical to their life and to their foraging and hunting, there are at least 12 words for ice and snow. Well, one author in 2010 said there are actually 93 terms that connect and describe ice and snow because it's so important. So sayings for eyes and vision are predominant in the English language, and I thought I would share many of them with you today. Some you know, some you probably have taken for granted, some you probably never heard before and don't really care about. But nonetheless, it's interesting. I won't say see you later because that should be the last one. Where the first person singular is really I, which is a conflation of the words I, one letter, and I, the organ. Watch out. Look. Look askew. Eyed him or her up. Red eyes. Pink eyes. Sad eyes. Perceived. Glasses. Concept of glasses as glass. Peepers. Bifocal. Monocle. Trifocal. Progressive lens. Oogle. Leer. Stare. Peep. Glance. Glare. Even the word light. The use of light, which is so important, would be unimportant, would disappear from meaning for most people if there weren't eyes. And there are many things about lighthearted, light of my eyes, and then the word sight, foresight, hindsight, insight, all using kind of the vision concept as a way of using the eye. Not only the two eyes, but the third eye. In terms of sight, people can be out of sight in more ways than one. Blind is a word that is applied to thinking processes, but it comes from vision. Blind sight, again, is more for intuition. Introspect, inspect, retrospect, prospect, spectator, spectral, spectacles. I mean, as you can see, this goes on and on, but it does make the point. You can be farsighted, nearsighted, have astigmatism, hyperopia, which is farsighted, myopia, nearsighted, emmetropia means you don't need glasses at all, and asthenopia, which means weak eyes and you need readers, orb, globe, panorama, eye care, ocular, ocular migraine, aura. You wouldn't see an aura, again, if eyes weren't involved. optics, optical, optician, optometrist, ophthalmologist, ocularist. The Greeks talked about rosy-colored dawn. You wouldn't know if it's dawn or dusk if it weren't for vision. The hero of my books, Last Sighting and Lethal Hindsight, have Laura Chandler, an ophthalmologist, but I use the eye as a vehicle in terms of the mystery, as well as a vehicle for description of characters by the color or types of eyes they have, which of course brings in the evil eye, because you have to have them in a good mystery. Perceive, perception, image, visual field, for your eyes only. Read, literate, illiterate, of course, lasting impression, memory. It can even go alphabetical. Accommodation, which is the focus power. After cataract, secondary cataract. Age-related macular degeneration, we start breaking down. Amblyopia is the same as lazy eye. Amsler grid is a checkerboard pattern that is used to help determine if your retinal's function, your macular function, is clear with black and white lines on a black background. Angle of the anterior chamber. Aphakia means having no lens. Aqueous or aqueous humor. There's only one area you have aqueous humor, the fluid that bathes the eye. You have A-scan, which is a straight ultrasound radar-like device. Automated keratoplasty. Kerato is the word for cornea in Greek. Keratoplasty is changing the cornea. There are many kinds. You have retinopathy, background retinopathy, binocular vision, blepharitis, blind spot. We all have something like that. The B scan is an ultrasound that gives a cross section. And then, of course, you have the computer optimal optical tomography, which takes laser images of the back of the eye by using laser light and giving 52 images a second to be recorded in pixels to show the back of the eye. But we can go on and on with cataract, central vision, chalazion, choroid, color blindness. Cone, which is one type of receptor cell. Rod is another kind of receptor cell. Convergence, cross eyes, crystalline lens, cycloplegic refraction. We go on and on and on. Dilation, diopter, is a measurement of refractive power. Double vision and diplopia. Drusen, dry eye. Any rate, I think I probably have bored you stiff with all of this, but the point of the matter is a very basic one. If 80% of our connection to the world is visual, we have to be very prudent in how we take care of our eyes and not take it for granted. Routine exams are very important. Routine care is very important. When you have an issue, don't ignore it. Flashing lights, pain, redness, discharge. Go to the appropriate people and take rapid action, because we want you to keep your eyes, not only for your eyes only, but for the lives of your loved ones and all around you. So it's important to know vision is critical. That's one of my goals as the Wizard of Eyes. And so we'll keep harping on it periodically, but I want to thank you for your patience and listening and recognizing that it's so important. See my website, Eye Advisory and Eye Complex CS. It's most important with lots of information, as well as my book, The Eye Care Revolution.